It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh**. It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than falling for a Bart Simpson prank. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davincomedy.com. Click live broadcast. Also, watch us on Facebook Live on the Davin's Den page. Audio is usually better on davincomedy.com, although I think we've gotten it under control on Facebook, or maybe not. You'll let us know, or you won't. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by the Chipper Pip. He looks hello, Pip.
Hi.
The Eeyore of the show. And Joe. Joe is in his building, but I don't know. Joe moved further away from work, so we never get Joe on time. On the show in School of Fools, Let's Go Brandon shirts lead to a lawsuit. That's my blog. Hope you read it. In New York City, it is proposed parking ticket fines are correlated to your income. Also in New York, the MTA will no longer be giving delay alerts through Twitter due to the cost. Good job, Elon. And Scam Busters, we will tell you about a scam targeting your intelligent TV, your smart boob tube. And in People Are Stupid, a politician reads an unfortunate roll call. And Scamming Scammers, and will Mary get marriage and gas money? Will she get that marriage and will she get that gas money? That is what we have on tap for you. Not much went on with me this week, but Aerosmith is doing their final tour. They say although Steven Tyler is 75, so it is highly possible.
Yeah, because I mean there are more bones to break.
I think my dad's a little bit older than 75. It's hard to imagine him fronting a rock band.
Sorry, I always did a legit spit take because I'm sorry, your dad's nice, but I can't imagine.
It is hard to imagine Milt standing in an arena of 20,000 screaming fans, some of them 20-year-old girls showing their boobies to a senior citizen, my dad there with his pants and a shirt tucked in, and a microphone stand, and scars flowing down it, singing, "Dude Looks Like a Lady."
No, it's not happening.
But no. Steven Tyler is, as far as age is concerned, a peer of my father. So
That's insane. I can't, they're worlds apart.
What, you saying Steven Tyler can't do your taxes?
You know what? I don't think that he has any idea what a 1040 form is. I would not let him do my taxes.
You don't think Steven Tyler can balance a ledger?
No, because what I've seen over the years, he cannot sometimes balance himself.
You do not think Milt Rosenblatt can go, ooh, what the cow? You do not think Milt has that in him?
I think he does, but he better leave that for the shower.
You do not think Milt can wear a shirt, perhaps a lady's blouse, unbuttoned to his navel and get adoring women to scream? You're saying Milt cannot do that?
I'm feeling a little nauseated, excuse me.
Well, that's not very nice.
No, I'm sorry, but 80 that I know is 80-year-old dad.
My dad is not 80 yet. My dad, I think, is like 76 or something, 77.
Okay.
78.
So 76-year-old dad.
Well, Steven Tyler's a 75-year-old dad.
And you know what? He really should not be doing this anymore either.
You do not think Milt can wear some tight leopard print pants?
Like what your mother and father do in the sanctity of their own bedroom is up to them. But I nay-nay about crossing the threshold with that.
You do not think Steven Tyler wakes up several times a night to pee?
Oh, yeah, no, that's believable.
But it is kind of interesting to think about people of that generation swapping roles.
You know what? It's just so bizarre because at the same age as like some of the rock stars, my dad passed kind of early, but it's like when he was 60, I can't imagine him doing the stuff Mick Jagger, for example, was doing at 60.
But could Mick Jagger deliver the mail flawlessly? That's the other question.
You know, I don't think so. I think he'd do it with a certain panache, but it wouldn't get done timely. Maybe stopping at all the pretty girls' houses and delivering for quite a while, if you know what I'm saying.
You don't see Mick Jagger strutting down the driveway to deliver the mail into the mailbox? You don't see that?
Now I'm seeing it.
You don't see Mick putting his hands behind him on the back of his hips before he hands you your package? You don't see Mick doing that?
I'm just seeing the big lips sticking at me. Yeah. Well, they would be really good for wetting the stamps.
Well, that's not the mailman's job, dear.
No. Well, you know what? It would be his.
Well, they do have that big tongue laying around.
When you have a big wetter like that, you're going to use it.
you would hope. but like I said, it's interesting to think of people of that generation swapping roles.
Yeah, it really is. There's some people that it's just, they might be the same age, but it's completely different vibe. Completely different energy. Nope. I'm sorry. Nothing to do with your dad. It's just very different worlds.
You don't see Milt fronting a five-piece band wearing a yarmulke? You don't see that.
Dude looks like a lady.
You don't see Milt throwing yarmulkes out to the crowd like Joe Perry throws guitar picks? You don't see that.
You know what? That would be okay.
That would actually be fun. You don't see Milt at the end of the concert banging away on a huge calculator while Joe Perry plays guitar on the top of it? You don't see that?
Only if he was headbanging, and that would be awesome. Instead of scarves, he has register tape flying.
Yeah, exactly. Now you're getting it.
Hanging off of his mic, you know.
The lady's screaming, oh, he's saving it. We're getting a refund.
Oh, I think I'm going to come.
I'll tell you what, if it's a big enough refund, I might. So
I know. Well, you know what? Yes, if it's a big enough refund, I think we all will.
Exactly.
Let's all do, shall we?
So do we think, now that they're not going out with their drummer Joey Kramer, the official party line from Aerosmith, I haven't heard from Joey Kramer, is that he declined to go out. He wants to spend time with his family and handling that. Now his wife, who was 55 years old, passed away in the last year or so.
Oh.
Now remember, before this, Joey Kramer was like suing to play with them, and they're like, no, you're not good enough. So now it's...
Yeah, I know.
So they are... Now this band has been around longer than 50 years at this point. They were supposed to do this tour a few years ago. But they are saying that this is the final time, although it is possible they will visit certain areas more than once.
Oh, interesting.
It is.
Well, wait a minute. So did it, I didn't know that about Joey Kramer's wife. That's sad. But does that, I mean, is he in the shape to be able to go out on tour? Is that even an option? Like, do they want him at all?
Well, according to the other four members of Aerosmith, he is still a member of the band, but he declined. They made it sound like it was Joey Kramer's decision.
Interesting. Last I left this controversy, they had said, sorry, dude, but you don't have what it takes anymore, and he was really butthurt.
Right. And they had his drum tech finish out the Vegas residency. Now, when you and I saw them, it was the full band.
Yes, yes. I kind of would have been disappointed how we missed them all.
Yes.
You know?
Now, I did one time see them. It was either without Tom Hamilton or Brad Whitford. I don't remember. It might have been Hamilton, who is he's the bassist, who is having a cancer scare. So there might have been that. And I remember the person who filled in was in the dark. They did not, like, showcase that. You cannot strut around the stage like a full-fledged member. Stay in the dark, you outcast, you.
Oh, my God. Stationary and hidden.
Yeah.
That's what we want.
Yeah, I mean, this is probably a decade or so ago. But I do remember I did catch them like that. So now, being the sucker that I am, I feel like I need to see them on this tour.
Well, of course, because it could be the last time ever.
Well, I kind of figured that when you and I saw them, to be honest with you.
I thought so, too.
But, I mean, not that there was any indication that they were going to retire, but how many times, you know, are they going to go around? They are older. But they're playing arenas. They're not playing a stadium, which is what they normally do. They normally play arenas, but I'm thinking tickets are going to be really hard to get.
And exorbitant.
See, that's what I'm afraid of. So I asked my buddy Scott if he wanted to go, and he does. He doesn't want to pay more than $150 a ticket, which I'm fine with. But the problem is, that puts me in the hopper with everybody else trying to get the cheap tickets.
Yeah. So, yeah. But legitimately, you know, it was a big deal seeing them in Vegas. And I kind of thought that was the end. And it's like, that would be a really good send-off way to see them.
It was a great memory because we had a good time. It was a small venue. They had the thing outside with the Aerosmith truck. We took pictures. It was a fantastic way because it was only a 5,000 seat theater.
Yeah, I know, and it's like we combined like a trip with seeing this, and it was more, if you'll pardon the pun, theatrical, because they had like balloons flying around, and it was a really good theater with excellent acoustics,
and that god awful documentary to start the show.
Well, you can't win them all.
Well, now this time, another reason to go see them. Do you know who's opening up for them?
Yeah,
the Black Crowes are opening for them.
Ooh,
well, yeah, there you go. So.
I really love the Black Crowes.
Right? So,
yeah.
Do you want me to get you a ticket? If I can get tickets?
When is this?
I am angling for December 28th in Newark. That is my first choice.
Yes.
All right. How much are you willing to pay?
Same as you guys.
Well, here's the thing. I do have a pal of mine who works at Live Nation. But they don't have the access to the cheap tickets or the really expensive tickets. He's got, like, access to, like, for what he told me, the $300 tickets.
I'm out.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, that's too much.
Yeah.
That's too much.
It's a lot. But
yeah.
I gotta be honest with you. They've given me so many good memories.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I know if I see them, I'm going to cry like a little bitch.
I know. I mean, I think for you, a lifetime fan, that paying more than you would normally for something like this, that's not an expense that you're going to do every time they come around. This is it. This is what you have to go on. Now, for me, I like them, but that's too rich for my blood, especially right now, because finances be tight. But I got to say, if it was Wynwood and I knew it was the last time I was ever going to see him, yeah, I'd be spending more money than I should.
So you would spend the $300, for instance?
Probably.
Yeah, I got to.
Yeah.
But if I can get up for a, would you go up to $200? I need to know where everybody's limit is.
Yeah, no.
So $150 is your max. See, I kind of almost feel like I need to get better seats for this event, too, because I've never really had great seats to see them.
Yeah, you know, I mean, this would probably be the time to go for that.
Now, you know what's going to happen. I'm going to get the, hello, Joe. I'm going to get these,
hey,
I'm going to get these tickets. I'll be so happy to see, and then they're going to add another leg of the tour, and Joey Kramer will come back. You know that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, you know, it's just so annoying trying to negotiate what you think is going to happen and what their, what's the real last tour, who's going to open, is it really going to happen, because the world has gone completely fuck nuts.
Now, it's interesting. It's interesting you say that. They actually put out a video announcing this where the world has gone completely fuck nuts. And they got celebrities in it, including like Eminem and all sorts of like movie stars. And I think they had Dolly Parton in it, like for them to announce the farewell tour.
That's really funny. I had no idea, I swear.
Yeah, yeah. I would probably Google or go on YouTube, I should say, and say Aerosmith peace out announcement. It's about a minute and a half, 2 minute video, but that's probably where you could find it, or on their own channel on YouTube would probably be the best spot. Here's the thing though, I wait online, like on the computer, not in real line, I wait online to get these tickets and it never works for me. Like the browser doesn't work or you can't get in. Yeah, it's ridiculous. So I might be relegated to asking my friend to get these $300 tickets. Now then the question is, do I become Joe Curry and go to a concert by myself? That is what I might be looking at right there. I have never done a concert by myself. Before I was a stand-up comedian, I never went to a restaurant by myself or a movie by myself. A concert by myself would be a whole new thing of loneliness.
That's another day at the office for me. I'm going to Billy Joel with Dennis and his wife in June. I'm going to see Ghost in August in Bridgeport. Yeah, I'm going to that by myself. Yeah, all the concerts I go by myself. I've been trying to get set up on the show, but I've been hearing the whole conversation. I would see Aerosmith now because these guys are in their 70s. They're not coming back.
So wait a minute. Do you want me to see if I can get you a ticket for this?
I'll let you know. I'm not
sure. You let me know. They're going to start the pre-sales. The tickets go on sale for everybody on Friday. We have time working against us, both on tickets going on sale and on them being alive. This is not a let me know thing.
I'm probably gonna pass.
Oh, you are a fool. You've never seen them, right?
Yeah, I have. I saw them back in 89.
Oh, okay.
On the permanent vacation tour.
The 89 was not the permanent vacation tour. 89 was the pump tour. 88 was the permanent. 87 and 88 were the permanent vacation tour.
All right, well, I saw him in 89. When the hell? I saw them probably in December 89.
Oh, that was probably
good. And that's our Coliseum.
Probably a great time.
You know what, though? You know, like I said, I love Aerosmith. I don't know if I'm going to pay $300 to see him, but if you're a Major League fan like you are, I'd pay the $300 and go. When Genesis came around last year, okay, Jesus Christ, almost 2 years ago, when they came around, it was on all the Genesis message boards. What if they ever came around again? What if they ever came? Holy, could you imagine if they ever? Well, we did, and everybody went nuts. I saw them at UBS, and I saw them at Madison Square Garden the same week. I blew $1,000 on tickets and merch.
Wow.
They're never coming back.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, you got a couple things there. First of all, you know Phil Collins is not coming back. He can't. Aerosmith could come back. You know, there's no real reason for them to stop. And
well, there is, because they're in their 70s.
I understand, but all these bands are still touring in their 70s.
The tour is just grueling, you know?
I understand, but it doesn't mean they wouldn't do, like, small tours. It doesn't mean they will. And is it still Aerosmith if Joey Kramer is not in the band?
Yeah, it would be. But the interesting thing about Joey Kramer is, I guess they're pulling a Mick Mars on him, you know?
No, well, I was saying before you signed on, Aerosmith's version is Joey doesn't want to come out. He's dealing with family stuff. That's Aerosmith's version.
Yeah, you never know. You know, you don't know what these guys are. They probably threw him cash to stay home. You know, because playing the drums is a very physical thing, obviously, you know, and if you get at a certain age, you know, you can't do it anymore. I mean, Neil Peart had his issues, but on that last tour, and I think maybe he knew he had brain cancer, he didn't, but just the physicality of playing those songs, he was getting arthritis, he couldn't do it anymore. And he's like, this is the last tour for me, I can't play at the level I have to play. And the thing about it is, you're Neil Peart, you know, you have to play at that level because of who you are. And he knew that, and he's like, even the guys in Rush said, yeah, you know, he felt that he could not, you know, during the tour, he was playing fantastic, but he did not feel he could play at the level he was playing very long, or, you know, much longer.
So if I can get tickets up to $150, my friends Scott and Pip are in, so I got to try to get three. They might have to make you buy it in fours, and I guess I would pick that ticket up if I had to, see if I could.
Well, it's $150, you know, keep me posted.
I'm not going to keep you posted, Joe. That's their limit. I'm going to be ordering tickets. Either that's your limit, too, and you would like me to try to get you a ticket, or you don't. Okay. It's not like I could be in the queue with the little circle spinning and go, hey, let me see what stupid things at this moment. It doesn't work like that.
Okay. That's fine. Maybe I'll wait and go by myself. I don't know.
Wait, well, I mean that.
I might be waiting and go by myself, or have Dennis see if he can get me something. Yeah.
How is Dennis going to get you something?
He's Dennis.
Oh, does he have an in?
He's usually good in getting tickets.
Well, then have him get me the tickets.
I'll see what I can do.
Well, let me know. Because I think I have an in.
No?
I have an in for, like, the good seats of $300.
So go with your guy. Go with your guy.
Yeah, but I don't want to pay $300.
All right. I want a new pony. We can't have everything, you know? What can I tell you? It's Aerosmith. The last time they're coming around.
But that's just it, is it? That I'm skeptical.
You know what? Look. Nobody can be more skeptical than me. When I was told by The Who in 1982, this is it. We're never coming around again. I waited like 6 hours for fucking tickets. And they're back, but they're playing in my front yard after that.
I know.
So, you know, I wish they did die before they got old. You know, at least I knew that was the last show. But you know, these guys are in their 70s now, man, and they don't have the stamina to do it anymore.
Now, I wonder if they would go back and do a residency again. I kind of feel like they would in a few years, because they don't have to worry about the travel.
Yeah. You know, but then by that time, they're going to be 75.
Steven Tyler is 75.
Yeah, 75. So, you know, the last time, he can't run around. You can't run around going, that's out at 75. It's going to be more like,
Well, I mean, he's still.
You can, but they usually grab you by the back of your, like, the strings on your little cape there, and they put you back in bed.
Yeah. But I mean, listen.
That gets your applesauce.
I mean, he's not hanging from the trapeze like he used to. I mean, I remember we used to see him, and he was like hanging from his feet on the trapeze. He was swinging around. He was doing backflips. He's not doing that anymore. But he's still pretty. He's still pretty damn mobile on that stage.
But I gotta tell you, just doing a show like I said, we had our band Funky Monks, which is essentially rock up. We changed the name. We were doing Red Hot Chili Peppers covers. We did, what, 2 gigs before COVID hit? And I was drinking with Ant a couple of weeks ago, and we were just, Ant's go, the whole COVID thing, fuck Funky Monks up. I go, we could still go out. I can fly back. And he goes, I don't have the physicality to do a show like that, you know, anymore. I don't know if I could do that. I go, well, it's not a rock gut show. He goes, no, not even just doing the Chili Peppers covers, trying to, you know, sell it and stuff like that. You know, and, you know, it's 62, I'm 61. We could never do a Rock Touch show again. I'd be dead. You know, you can't do a show like that. I mean, we can't run around like that shit. We barely did it at 30. So, you know, getting to, like, where Aerosmith is, I mean, these guys are 75. You have to put on a 70s-style Aerosmith show.
Yeah, but these guys also keep themselves in great shape. They have personal chefs. They work out. You and Anthony are not exactly worrying about what shape you're in.
I understand that, but I hope the personal chef and the workout guy comes out on stage and helps with Dream On. You know, that's over a 2-hour show. You know,
nah, they don't play. They don't play 2 hours. What would you say? They're about 1 hour 45, aren't they, Pip?
Probably. I mean, I didn't time it, but yeah, that sounds a bit right.
They're like a shade under 2 hours, which is a little disappointing when you have that catalog.
Yeah, but the thing about it is when you're playing live, it takes a lot out of you.
Of course.
It really does.
But here's the thing. They're doing like 1 hour 45, and at least one of those is wasted on a Joe Perry song. Nobody's showing up to hear Stupid sing.
Well, you know what, though? I mean, he probably said, look, I do this or I'm not doing it.
Yeah, like that. That's a feature of, like, the past, I guess, since the Get a Grip tour, maybe? Because I don't feel like they were always having, and now Joe's going to sing a song. I don't feel that was always a thing, but probably when they got back together with the Done With Mirrors, and he had just done his 3 Joe Perry projects, and they decided... Yeah. He probably said, not for nothing, I want to sing too. And, you know, Steven Tyler sit back and play harmonica. He's like, okay, it keeps the peace. This costs me nothing. No, it costs you nothing, but we have to endure it.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it's, listen, he's fine.
There's things you got to do in a band to keep the fucking peace.
I get it.
Regardless of what fucking level you are.
Listen, he's fine. All I'm saying is, I don't think too many Aerosmith fans are going, ooh, what's Joe Perry going to sing on this tour? Nobody gives a shit.
That's not the worry.
If you're a Major League Aerosmith fan, you just want to be there, you know, for one last time, you know?
Yeah.
And you get some closure. But you did talk about, you know, having an experience. When Rush came around, I saw Rush in 95. And Rush came around one more time, and I didn't get to see, I couldn't get a ticket, because basically when he came around for the last time, it was like, you know, on the thing, if you like Rush and I-beams, these tickets are available, you know? So I didn't go, but the last time I saw Rush before that was at Jones Beach. It was a beautiful night. They were phenomenal. They played Clockwork Angels. They played this. And it was just such a great experience, and he was so good that night. It was a beautiful night where I said to myself, if this is the last experience I'm going to have of Rush, then that's fine, because it was just perfect. It was perfect. And I figured if I went to go see the other show, if it's shitty seats and it's, you know, it's going to ruin the whole last experience. So, I didn't go.
Yeah, we did have a very, it was a memorable trip. Now, I don't know if I'll remember in 5 years from now the way my memory was, but I guess it was like 2019, spring, summer of 2019. I remember the experience very well. My one regret is we didn't stay a little bit longer. It was a good time.
Yeah.
Vegas is a place, how long were you there, 2 days?
We 2 days. Because we had the day of the concert, and we had the day you dragged us to that god awful museum, and you made a friend with the Uber driver.
Because the thing with Vegas is you can only stay 3 days. Vegas is too much. I mean, and we're New York people from New York City. Vegas is just too much.
Yeah,
I mean, just too much. Vegas, you can only take 3 days of Vegas. You got to.
No, I could have done another day because we were a little jet lagged.
Well, that would have been a third day, but I mean Vegas. It's everything all the time. It's too much. You know, you have a good time, it rules. But after 3 days, at least with me, you know, and I was talking to Angela, I got to go home.
Not me. I love Vegas, and it's a long flight. I'm sure we could have found something else to do. We could have found another show. We didn't gamble or anything. You know, the museum was a good idea. On paper, it looked like a good idea, something completely different. The problem was we didn't know we were going to have to wait outside and bake our brains out for 2 hours.
I know.
And then
it was harsh.
And then after that, the museum, it was fine, But I think it was a bit, we talked about it on the show years ago, it was a bit underwhelming, but it was certainly different, and I like the fact that it was different.
The museum, because the gangster museum is good.
What was this? Like, this was like...
Zach Bagan is this supposed ghost hunter guy, and he collects all these things that are supposed to be haunted and whatever. He has a museum out in Vegas. If you watch, I think it's a Travel Channel, maybe?
Yeah, he had a show on, you told me.
He has one of those ghost hunter shows, and it's so funny because Mr. Helix calls it the Whoa Dude show, because these guys go into these haunted places, and every time they think they hear something, they all go, "Whoa, dude!" And that's the whole show. And so it's like I heard about it because of that. And, you know, he has all these creepy things. He has artwork by, and this is not why I went, but he has this cell set up, and he's got artwork by Manson. And
well, there was like a haunted doll that we saw or something.
Haunted dolls, and there's creepy people, like this short person, older lady that hid in this room full of dolls and jumped out at me, and it was like, and she was cranky. Oh man, she was cranky. And you know, there were just weird things going on. There was what's the name of the guy who was the one who assisted suicides?
Kevorkian.
Thank you. The Kevorkian van, the actual van. Wow. You know, I mean, he's got. It's like a house full of creep.
It's like the ultimate horror. It's like Pip's fantasy hoarder collection. That's what it was.
But even there was still some stuff for me that I was like, really? He's got this box that he says that the dead can speak through. It's just this noisy noisemaker, and you're supposed to be able to hear voices coming through it. All I hear is a migraine coming on. It's really obnoxious.
I don't know. Wow, you really remember it a lot more than I do, but now that you're bringing it back, I vaguely remember this nonsense.
Yeah, there was some wine casket or a box that you're supposed to keep wine in, and it was supposed to be terribly, terribly evil, and you're not supposed to open this compartment, and somebody did, and I guess they were possessed. I don't know. And the most possessed doll...
Of course somebody did.
Yeah, somebody had to do it. They're like, oh, this won't... Whoa! You know.
And somebody had to go,
ah,
this is bullshit. And then after a second,
oh,
maybe not.
It was memorable. It certainly was not the highlight of the trip, but I think it was something different to do. So I have no regrets or grudges over it. It was fine.
Cool.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. But like I said, another day would have been nice. We were rushed, including the flight. But now they're in our backyard. So, you know, it's a lot cheaper to pay $300 than to fly across the stupid country.
Yeah. Right, right. Well, it wasn't only for them. I mean, it was just...
That's why I went.
It was mostly about them. I mean, like, I've gone to England for concerts. I understand. You know?
You do understand.
But, what?
I said you do understand.
Yeah, I totally understand. I mean, when Winwood was going to be playing in... oh, my God. My brain is gone. In London, in the first place that Blind Faith played, what the park is called?
Hyde Park.
Hyde Park, thank you. So, you know, he played in Hyde Park, and, you know, other big names were playing and stuff. It was one of the days that was the hottest in England ever. They were having a heat wave, and we sweated our balls off the whole way across England. But it was, we went to see Stonehenge, and Salisbury Plain was on fire. It was hot. So, something happened in one of our hotels. Something happened with the well water that they had to leave something on for the well to prime, and they forgot to do it. And so that, and they had a wedding party staying at the hotel, a little place. And so nobody, including the wedding party, could take a shower that morning. Excellent.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, yeah, the heat, they're not prepared for heat waves there. But anyway, I have a little side job. I know from somebody that the stage was facing full sun, and apparently Winwood did not think this through, and he's like the palest of the pale, and he was like running around going, "Did anybody bring sunscreen? Does anybody have some sunscreen?"
Oh, that's hysterical.
How bad is Steve Winwood? He needs mommy to put sunscreen on before he goes out to play. Jesus Christ.
The dude is Whitey McWhiterson.
The thing about it is, when the crew was setting up the gear, did anybody think, like, you know what, this is fucking hot up here, man? You know, and somebody run to CVS and grab, like, a couple of cases of sunscreen.
Somebody got their ass smacked for that.
You know what? Wait, is that up to the tour manager or is that up to the artist? He's the one with all the riders and stuff.
Yeah, but you don't know how much of a day is. I mean, if you got a crew guy, if you got your lead crew guy that's up there and the sun is beating down on him, you got to set the gear up and stuff like that.
Really, so, when they set up,
the stage manager might want to see if you got, look, go out and get some sunscreen.
When they set up, it was probably comfortable. It was probably 9 o'clock in the morning.
It was not comfortable even at 9 o'clock in the morning that week. But yeah, I think somebody might have, especially since he's somebody who is like careful about being like extreme sun exposure. And people were coming out of that park, all kinds of color. It was in England, so you imagine they're not exactly Mediterranean as. By, you know, as a rule, and people were coming out like freaking purple with sunburn. It was there were a lot of lobsters out there.
You know you are a badass rock star. Nothing says badass rock star like I need to be in the shade. Nothing says badass rock. Are you ready to rock? But first, it's mighty hot. I'm just going to stand off by the side. Does somebody have a fan?
Can we have a little paper fan?
It gets hot enough up there, especially in the old days. I mean, now lighting rigs have got more, you know, the technology has changed where the spotlights or the park hands, you know, are now like LED and stuff like that, and it's not as hot. But back in the day when I would gig 35 years ago, they had the old stage park hands, and you'd go on stage and you'd go into the first tune and the lights would come on. And you could just feel the heat off of those fucking things.
Yes.
I mean, it would get fucking hot up there. Really fucking hot.
If you ever get on a ladder and mess with one of those things, you can burn the crap out of yourself.
We used to cook dinner on them. We used to want to play Cheers. If we had something to heat up, you know, we'd bring some lasagna and we'd turn the park can on and we'd heat dinner on the park can.
I don't doubt it.
Yeah.
They're so bad. They're so hot. Yeah, I know. When I did community theater, I did this show called Nonsense.
I was there.
You saw that. And we had to dance and sing in nuns' habits in July with no air conditioning. And we had those lamps on. And even in this little dumpy theater, those lights were hot. I thought I was going to expire.
That was the
if
kid.
I had to do that now, that would kill me.
That was the Kid Toucher Theater. I remember it well. I also believe that's where Pip met the Pip Toucher that we call her husband. I believe that is the same place.
Well, I tell you, man, it gets there.
Yes.
Davin, you booked this theater, a little sweet theater. It was really nice about 20 years ago.
Darris Theater.
Yeah, and they didn't. It was a hot night in July. They didn't have AC.
No, well, that cost money.
It was so hot, and I'm closing. I almost fainted. I thought I was going to faint. I was so fucking hot.
Oh, I've done shows where like the air conditioning doesn't work. Whatever, I'll be like down in Florida, and I'll move my hand, and I will see sweat flick off my hand.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Yeah. No, there are times where you're just like out. It's out of control hot, and the show must go on, and you just hope.
Sorry, this is the profession we chose, you know.
You gotta plow through. If I can, since I already talked about my favorite Steve Winwood is going to be playing King Charles's coronation.
Really?
Oh, Billy.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a nice honor.
Well, you know what? They're in-laws.
What?
Now.
What?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Steve Winwood's oldest daughter is married to Camilla's nephew.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Small world. Our kingdom.
It's nice to see so many bland people forming one family tree.
It was really strange to see pictures of Charles and Camilla at his daughter's wedding.
That's really interesting. What a milquetoast event this is going to be.
I know. People are like, oh, of course they should have had Steve Winwood. He's so great and everything. I'm like, he's family. They got him cheap.
Yeah, I wonder if he's thinking, can't I just be invited? Why do I have to play?
Right. I know. Can't I just sit there?
If there's a party and Joe Cumi is playing acoustic, play foot, man. You're going, yeah, bring your portable. We'll do some tunes, yeah.
Yeah, Winwood needs the work. I could just see him. Thank you, everybody. Are you ready to meh?
You're ready to roll. Just roll.
You're
just gonna roll.
I mean, couldn't you listen? You gotta get Elton John. I know he sang about your ex-wife. You know, I know he redid "Candle in the Wind." You gotta get McCartney, Sir Paul McCartney, or you gotta get Elton John. Yeah, I mean,
Elton John will not come.
Really?
Really?
I am positive because he was close with Diana. I'm sure that he would see this as a no-fly zone.
All right, well, you got to get Sir Paul McCartney and Ringo. Get the two of them to perform together.
I mean, you know, that could happen. But you know what the thing is? That Charles is not as popular by far as his mother was. So there's a lot of, like, I was looking at, you know, internet commentary after I saw that Winwood was, you know, announced to be part of it. And a lot of people, English people, were disappointed. They're like, oh, he's selling out. How could he? You know, oh, for Charles.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me the future king of England can't get top choice? He has to go to, like,
the... Winwood's probably like, look, I got to do you want to sit there and hear shit at Christmas? I'm doing it. I got to do
it. But Pip is also saying that King Charles has a wish list of museums, of musicians, and nobody and everybody else is booked. So he's got to settle on the family to do it. That's what Pip is essentially saying here. The King of England is like, well, I'd really like to get Aerosmith to play my wedding, but this wedding band is a nice third choice. That's what Pip is saying.
No, I'm not.
My cousin.
It's like, wow, I'd really like to get Paul Stanley to sing our song, which is a Kiss song forever, but instead, which did happen, the band is just going to play the CD. King Charles is in the same space that I'm in, is what you're telling me.
No, I'm saying that politically, some people are not in favor of the monarchy anymore, and particularly Charles.
Well, you know what, Pip? You were at my wedding, and the way some people behaved, they weren't in favor of me getting married. You were there.
Yeah.
I doubt at the coronation, somebody's going, what if we do a really quick rest?
Let's just get up and jam.
Hold on a second. This costume looks like an Indian hula hat.
Buckingham Palace, more like Fuckingham Palace. Look at her. Am I right?
it was just like apple juice.
This is the most interesting thing I've heard in years. King Charles can't get the musicians he wants for his coronation, so he has to get family to play the stupid thing.
Family to play. great. You're doing it as a favor. You know, all right, this is what we're going to do, man. Well, come on, man. Look, just go up. We'll call them off, and we'll go home. All right?
The bass player is a cousin that nobody likes, but he'd do the gig.
I was like, all right, man, we'll take the gig. We'll go up. We'll call them off. We'll get paid. We'll go home. Yeah.
Now let me ask you a question. Does Wynwood work into it that he gets to sell t-shirts after the performance?
He would never. No. Although I have seen at a charity event a woman who was setting herself up to be like the fall of all fall falls and inviting people that would never ever deigned to go to her event, but she also had this skincare line that was for sale on a table outside of this supposedly prestigious event. Hilarious.
Could I set me stuff up next to the royal merch table?
Yeah, right.
No, you're blocking the door. Only the royal merch table or response. Block the door with that.
Well, here, if me and Joe were at the coronation, here would be the difference between the two of us. Joe would be like, a merch table? Let me give you £5,000. I'd be like, I'm going to wait for the black guy outside. I'm good.
No, I mean, Wynwood's not exactly like, you know, inbred cousin Chuck, you know? He's a world-class musician. I'm just saying that it doesn't hurt that he's in the family.
Let me tell you something. If he's not in the family, Wynwood doesn't get that gig. I'm sorry.
I know. I don't think so.
No. I mean, you could get, like, I don't know, you could get Clapton. I mean, he's alienating enough people. I mean, you could get Eric Clapton to stop by. I mean, seriously. I mean, good for Wynwood. It's nice on the resume, you know. Good for him.
Well, you know what? Maybe Wynwood will call those guys. Hey, man, we're doing the thing. Come on, jump up for a couple. All right, right on. Y'all be there, you know?
Yeah, I mean, what was that band that sang Wonderwall? What was that hit? Oasis.
Oh, was it Oasis?
Yeah. I mean, you know, yeah. I'm sure Prince King Chuck could get the brothers to put away their grudge to sing Wonderwall one last time. He's the goddamn King of England.
No,
yeah, but
you know
really
what?
If you want them, I wouldn't.
No.
I wouldn't either, but these are boring people. They're going with Wynwood. They're going with white bread and mayonnaise. These are not exciting people. Oasis was not an exciting band. There's nobody ready to... The Beatles would be exciting.
Well, Wynwood is not exactly Marilyn Manson. I mean, Wynwood has all those adult contemporary hits.
That's what I'm saying.
Perfectly, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. He's perfect for this gig. Because it makes you want to go, eh... like for me, this whole event, I won't watch a second of it. The coronation, and now that I know Wynwood's going to be there, the coverage for me, this is like the song off the new album where you go and take a leak. This whole event is the new album.
Hey, Jeff, can I ask you a question? Did Wynwood ever play Low Sparkle High Heel Boys in concert?
Yes.
Okay. A great tune. I always wanted to. Yeah, it's a great tune. That album. I remember my friend when I was, fortunately she passed away, a very sweet girl, Catherine, gave me that album. I think for my 18th birthday, and I'm like, what is this? And then I played it, and it's one of those albums that it has its own vibe to it. You know,
yeah.
It just has its own. What a great album! Just it has its own aura to it. Amazing fucking album. That album.
You're telling me King Chuck couldn't get Def Leppard? They're playing all over the place. You can't dust Joe Elliott off to do a little pour some sugar on me?
But Prince Charles is no spring chicken. I mean, his mom was 99. I mean, he's got to be in his 70s. He's not digging Def Leppard. He's digging like Steve Winwood. You know, guys from the 60s going into the 70s.
Yeah, you're talking about hair bands, man. Kiss, Def Leppard. Dude is not looking for them.
I was thinking of British artists.
If he never got divorced and Princess Diana was still alive and stuff like that, yeah, Def Leppard would be probably playing Duran Duran, you know.
And those guys. You can't get Queen with Adam Lambert? That's a good get. They're on tour.
That would be an excellent. Clint get.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what they're going for.
I mean, listen, you know, here's when Winwood plays the cocktail hour. That's where we're. That's where you set Winwood up in the corner to play. Put him in the shade. Let him play the cocktail hour.
Who says they're not? Who says they're not?
You might be right.
What?
You might.
No.
Winwood.
How dare you, sir?
Winwood is.
You?
Winwood is music to eat pigs in a blanket to. That's what Winwood is.
No. I know that's how you feel about him, but most and people God, don't.
No, Winwood is nice with a nice mushroom canapé.
Okay.
I've tried. I tell you, I try to listen to him for you. I had that art made for you. And even the artist said, yeah, he's nondescript in his appearance. There is, but he's perfect for Britain. He's perfect for them.
No, I know exactly what she's saying because he doesn't have a lot of really standout features.
No.
He just looks kind of normal, and there's not like one big thing that, you know, Paul McCartney's got those big eyes, and Ringo had a big nose. You know, Steven Tyler has got a very different look, but Steve Winwood doesn't have a very different look.
Well, according to some, it's not so different. He looks like Mick Jagger, according to some.
What?
Steven Tyler.
No.
Yes. Steven Tyler got compared to Mick Jagger all the time.
Oh, I'm sorry. Beg your pardon. I misheard you. Yes. Yeah, no, I can see that. Both of them, they have very distinct features. Winwood doesn't.
No.
But you know what, though? If people have money, there's a hotel at the end of the block where the day program is called Viana Hotel, very, very fancy hotel. So there was one night when they were having the grand opening, very fancy hotel. I happened to be out with my boss and my regional manager, and when we get back, my boss goes, you want to go to the party and have a drink? I'm like, you're the boss. I got to come to work. You'll know where I am. And Dave Mason was there playing an acoustic set. You know, I don't know if you know Davin, but Dave Mason was, you know, is a renowned guitar player.
He was in Traffic, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. I know enough.
He was there playing some tunes and stuff.
Hey, one guy's playing a Coronation, the other one's playing off the LIE. Whatever.
Yeah, but as an entertainer, if the check is big enough, you do the gig.
I guess.
Hells yeah.
I wonder how that negotiation, like, does King Chuck get the family rate? Or I wonder how that negotiation goes down.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was that he had nothing to do with it, but it could also be as simple as, you know, his son-in-law said, you know, would you be interested?
No, or it's like, listen, motherfucker, I'm going to be the King of England. Either you do this or it's off with your head. Could be that, too.
I very much doubt that.
It was a shit gift you gave her kid, and this is payback. No, nobody wants a bread maker after COVID. We get it. We all made sourdough. It was a shit gift. Now play the event.
All right. Not that it matters, but they got married quite a while before COVID.
Pip, why? Oh, okay. Thank you. That's not accurate. A ruiner of jokes. Ugh. Ugh.
That is my role here. Don't you stomp on me.
Now, I was working on my pilot today, about 3 hours, and one of the scenes in my pilot was us at the compound and all the hate we received. And that comment by Pip just now reminded me of one of the comments that she used to get called, a hole. That was a whole thing to do, Miss Helix. You were a hole right there.
I used to get called a hole?
Yes, of course. They did that to all the women they didn't like.
Let me explain. A lot of radio shows have the woman with the two male co-hosts. Like we have. They used to do a segment where they would play how the woman would always screw up everything, and they assigned the name the hole. So anytime you have a radio crew on that has the woman on, the woman is known as the hole because everything goes into the black hole.
Yes. And that's what and that's what Pip just did. That's what she did right there. Hope you're happy.
I couldn't help myself.
No, you couldn't. And you usually do such a good job of helping yourself. But right there, you just couldn't. All right. Fine. I'm going to have to do a rewrite and make the insults that we absorbed a little bit more vicious towards you just because of that.
Wait a minute. No. We're talking about my boy here. You got inaccuracies. I could not stop myself.
All right. Hey, Joe, I have like some of the scream names like Voss's speech impediment. Jay Moore's nuts, like some of the names of like the hateful things right. that we were seeing. These are all details that were not in the first two versions of it. So I tried to get as authentic from that time period as it was, and we did absorb a lot of hate.
Don't forget the swastikas.
No, that's in there, dear. That's in there. Okay, there's actually a conversation between you and I about it. So
okay.
What was that?
The swastikas.
Oh, where were they coming up?
On that
in that chat
on the night my parents tuned in. That was a one time event.
They were in a good mood that night. All right,
yeah.
Yeah.
Now a lot also all sorts of hate. We really went back and put in a lot of details. I think it's just gonna make it that much more authentic. And it was it was what we were going through at that time, and you know I'm on.
That's why I was freaking out because I know Ant's fans, and I knew they weren't going to go for that, and I wanted.
They didn't go for anything we did.
As quickly as possible.
They didn't go for anything we did.
They did not like it.
No, they're terrible people, and Anthony knows that. Anthony said as much, and they like him.
Let me tell you something. It took about 5 years for the fans to warm up to me. Yeah.
Well, so they come around quicker than most. Good for them.
Yeah.
All right, let's take our first break. When we come back, let's go Brandon, but maybe not in a sweatshirt. And should your fines for parking tickets be correlated to your income? We got that and more. But first, we got a little bit of a music break. On the break, we have new music from Emma Lentino with Time Machine and Shade Amon with Fight. And you can learn more about both those artists at deucemusic.com.